Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Burger King Brazil teleconference to discuss results for the second quarter of 2018. With us here today, we have Mr. Yuri Miranda, President of BK Brazil, Clayton Malheiros, Financial Director, and Marcelo Cintra, Relations Investors. We inform that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast live via webcast and may be accessed through www.burgerking.com.br/ri. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. Those following the presentation may, via the webcast, may post their questions on our website. Before we begin, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Burger King Brazil. Financial goals and operational goals depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that macroeconomic conditions, industry conditions, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Investors and analysts should understand that these macroeconomic conditions could affect the results, the future results of BK Brazil, and may lead to results which differ from those expressed in the statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Yuri Miranda, President of BK Brazil, who will start the presentation. Please, Yuri, you may begin.
Thank you for the introduction, operator. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon for those who are participating from Europe. Thank you for the interest in our company and for the participation in this teleconference for us to present the results of the second quarter of 2018 for BK Brazil. Starting with slide three of our results presentation, we would like to highlight some points in this second quarter and also the first quarter of 2018. Keeping up the strong growth pace in the second quarter of 2018, we opened a total of 12 restaurants of the Burger King brand, and we got to a total of 717 restaurants in the country. This represents an increase of 103 restaurants in the last 12 months and keeps us as the biggest developer of fast food restaurants in the country. According to industry data, and for you to have a reference, the second biggest developer had less than half of our pace. Beyond that, as planned, we ended the acquisition of the Mid-South franchisee, increasing our base of self-owned restaurants into 151 units, besides 20 dessert centers. With this, we end the quarter with a total of 583 restaurants with our own operations, positioning ourselves as the biggest self-owned restaurant operator in the country after only 7 years of our own operation. Going into operational results, we were able to keep up a strong growth pace when we exclude the non-recurring events which impacted the industry at that time. As we highlight in our results release, the second quarter was impacted by the trucker strike, which impacted approximately 2 weeks of the quarter, and by the World Cup, which impacted the second week of June. In total, our comparable sales in the same restaurants were stable in the quarter, which represents another sequential gain of market share since that, according with the Food Service Brazil Institute, IFB, the comparable industry sales in food service decreased in 2.5% in the second Q of 18. Besides that, if we exclude the effects of the trucker strike as well as the World Cup, we estimate that our growth in the quarter would have been 6.2%, which represents solid growth when compared to a strong base of 14.6 in the second quarter of 2017. Our net operational revenues grew in the quarter 25.3% vis-a-vis the previous year. Our marketing strategy, the operational evolution, and the sustainable growth of the perception of our brand has taken us to this constant growth, even in a challenging economic environment. I would like to highlight the progress of our technology initiatives with the new cell phone application with over 3 million downloads in a few months, the advance of the delivery platform and client interaction systems like self-service kiosks. We also should talk about the good impact of the kids platform with an emoji campaign, besides the constant strategy of trying to capture gross profit through the management of promotion, the seeking out of better profit, and a well-balanced mix of products. Going into the profitability of our operation, our operational margins were impacted by the non-recurring events already forementioned, once the relevant part of our expenses are fixed. With this, our adjusted EBITDA in the period was of $49 million with a margin of 9.2%. And last, it's important to highlight that we continue generating net profit, and in this quarter, we generated $9 million. In the semester, our net profit grew to $17 million against a net debt or a net expense of $13 million in the first quarter of 2017, which gives us a positive variation of $30 million semester vis-a-vis semester. And to give you more details about the company performance, I'm going to pass the word to our CFO, Clayton. Clayton, please. Thank you, Yuri. Good morning, everyone. Going to slide 4, and as said previously, we opened 12 new restaurants in the first quarter of 2018, of which 8 are self-owned and 4 are franchise restaurants. With this, we total 25 openings in the first quarter of 2018. Our focus continues to be the opening of freestanding and dessert center restaurants. As you can see, in the second quarter of 2018, we added 14 new dessert centers, reaching a total of 223 units in operation, which represents a net opening of 54 new POSs in the last 12 months. Our annual pace of opening of dessert centers continues to speed up consecutively, since the growth of 54 new dessert centers in this quarter compares to 44 in the first Q of 18, an increase in the pace of openings of 23%. It's important to highlight that these formats are the ones that have the biggest potential for expansion in the next few years, giving us higher than average profitability. As far as the freestanding restaurants, our expectation of speed is concentrated in the second quarter due to a higher time for development necessary for this format of restaurants. Our trust in this type of format is due to the number of location contracts signed and the works ongoing. Now, going to slide 5, the comparable sales in the same restaurants were stable in the quarter, heavily impacted by the truck strike and our World Cup, which led to a decrease in foot traffic. In the semester comparison, the growth in sales in the same restaurants, cell phone restaurants, was 4.8%, impacted by the same effects, non-recurring already mentioned. Our net operational revenue showed growth of 25.3% compared to the second semester of 2018 with the same semester of 2017. This growth was the result of the maturing of 60 cell phone restaurants opened in the last 12 months and the acquisition of the 51 restaurants of the franchisees, which added approximately 7 million reais to the net revenue in the quarter. In the semester, the revenue growth was 24.6%, showing a growth in sales comparable of 4.8% in the acquisition of the restaurants in the second quarter of 2018. It's important to highlight that according to our internal analysis, we estimate that excluding the truck strike effects and the World Cup effects, our same-store sales would have been 6.2% in the quarter and 8.1% in the semester, and the net operational revenue would have reached approximately $571 million and $1,053 million, respectively. In slide six, we have a summary of the evolution of our costs. As an important part of our expenses, we present an increase in these expenses as a percentage of the revenue that we explained that it was impacted by non-recurring events. With this, the total restaurant expenses, including COGS and sales expenses, totaled $498 million and represented 92.7% of our net operational revenue, an increase of 230 bps in the comparison with the second quarter 2017. As far as COGS as a percentage of the net operational revenue, there was a slight increase of 30 basis points comparing to the second quarter of 2017. When we compare with the fourth quarter of 2017, we kept a consistent speed in improving with our marketing strategies. In the second quarter of 2018, we highlight changes done in the campaign 2x15 in higher profit and average ticket in the coupon platform. Going to the sales expenses in restaurants, excluding depreciation and amortization, these expenses represent 48.6% of the net operational revenue, an increase of 170 BPS versus 2Q17, mainly due to the non-recurring effects in the net operational revenue, which we already mentioned, which led to a lower dilution of fixed expenses, such as expenses with personnel and maintenance. Even with the non-recurring effects which impacted sales in the first quarter, the total expenses of restaurants as a percentage of net operational revenue maintained themselves stable compared to the first quarter of 2017, reflecting our efficient management in the restaurants. As far as general and administrative expenses, they represented 4.1% of the net operational revenue in the second quarter of 18, a growth of 80 BPS in comparison to 2Q17, which led to a lower dilution of fixed expenses beyond the expenses related to services to manage the acquired franchisees, higher provisions for court demands, legal expenses, and the structural expenses due to opening capital. In the semester, the general and administrative expenses represented 4.5% of net revenue, an increase of 70 BPS due to the events already mentioned. On slide 7, you can see that the adjusted EBITDA reduced 5%, going from $52 million in the second quarter to $49 million. This result was mainly due to the non-recurring effects already mentioned, which impacted the sales in the restaurants and consequently reduced the dilutions of the fixed costs, corporate as well as the restaurant costs. With this, the EBITDA margin adjusted was in 9.2% in the second quarter of 2018. In the semester comparison, the EBITDA increased 11.8%, reflecting the growth of the net operational revenue coming from the opening of new restaurants, acquisition of franchisees, and the growth of same-store sales, even though we had a strong increase from the strike in the World Cup. Finally, the EBITDA margin, the adjusted EBITDA margin, was 8.4%. As already mentioned, the company showed a net profit of $9 million in the second quarter of 2018, a growth of 24.3% when compared to the same period of the previous year due to the better financial results. In the first semester of 18, the company presented net profit of $17 million, which represents a strong growth when compared to the net loss of $13 million in the first quarter of 17. Going into slide 8, we highlight the CAPEX and the finance leveraging and the generation of operational cash flow. In the second quarter of 2018, we had a total CAPEX of $462 million. Of this amount, $404 went to acquire the franchisees. Excluding the value for the acquisition, the organic growth of CAPEX was 24.4% compared to the second quarter of 17 due to the opening of new stores and dessert centers, besides investments in technology and restaurants. To the semester, CAPEX, excluding the investment in acquisition, grew 37% when compared to the first quarter of 2017 due to the opening of new restaurants, dessert centers in the period. beyond investments in technology and equipment for the restaurants. The entry of resources coming from the IPO done in December of 2017, combined to the decrease in gross debt, continues to benefit the cash position of the company, which ended in June with a net cash of $223, and the operational cash consumption in the first semester of 2018 totaled $6 million, which represented an improvement of $3 million when compared to a cash consumption of $9 million in the first semester of 2017. And now I pass the word to Yudi once again. Thank you, Clayton. Well, to conclude our results presentation and start the Q&A session, I would like to take this opportunity and update you as far as some topics. Going into our projects, our store opening pace is very aligned with our expectation for the year, and the performance of the new vintages continues, of the new restaurants that we have opened, continues very healthy. Thus, we continue in our efforts and with our strategy of developing restaurants. As we said during the presentation, our pace of store openings continues above 100 stores in 12 months, focusing on the expansion of restaurants, street restaurants, and dessert centers. As far as technology, we are happy with the evolution of our projects. For example, delivery continues to evolve consistently. During the second quarter, we ended tests with our new logistic and platforms. We included Uber Eats and Glovo, and the results were very encouraging. Thus, we are confident in the development of this project, and we hope to close the year with approximately 15% of our same-store restaurants with delivery services, delivering consistent service and a product quality that the client expects from Burger King, but at the convenience of their own home. I think it's important to highlight also the rollout of our mobile app, which allows our clients to place orders and to pay directly in the app. We call it BK Express. We have over 3 million downloads of the new app in Brazil, and we are gradually increasing the number of restaurants which accept the BK Express app. This initiative, together with delivery, should continue to support our sales growth. We see that incremental sales channels, besides an opportunity of elevating the average ticket. Last and not least important, I would like to update you all as far as the development of the Popeyes brand. The progress done in a very few months, and mainly the interaction in concept tests with clients, leave us even more excited with the potential of this business. As far as store openings, we have a strong pace, and we already got great POSs in some of the main malls in the city of São Paulo. For this year, we expect to open something between 5 to 10 restaurants, since the first inauguration should happen at the beginning of the fourth quarter of 2018. Besides that, we advanced in the development of products and in the menu, including with client tests. The results were extremely positive, and we're very excited about the quality, flavor, and differentiation of our product and our new brand. We are bringing the soul of the Louisiana kitchen to the Brazilian taste. Now, to close, we'd like to reinforce that even with the trucker strike, which was unexpected by the industry and by the impact of the World Cup, the strength of our brand and the moment of the company continued to leverage our results. In the last quarter, we mentioned that we were very happy and honored with the announcement of the magazine Deja Real, where the Burger King brand was elected the preferred brand by the Rio de Janeiro residents. And in this quarter, Burger King was elected the dearest fast food brand by the consumers, according to the premium brands Estadão 2018 by the consumers in the state of São Paulo. With all of this, we reinforce our trust in our development plans and the improvement of the profitability throughout the second semester of 2018. With this, I open space for Q&A. Operator, let us go to the Q&A, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star. To remove your question, please press star 2. The first question comes from Ian Luketic from JP Morgan. Good morning, Yudi, Clayton. I have a few questions. First, I would like to know, how's your sales performance in the third quarter, if you're seeing an improvement in sales, even with the World Cup messing up with the results in July? The second point would be along the World Cup lines, which part of the EBITDA margin suffered due to the lower volume of sales? If you could tell us what was the margin, and so how much we should have as far as margin in the third quarter. And recently, Burger King launched the acquisition of Domino's. I don't know if you wanted to be the master franchisee of the brand. And so what are the news with the Domino's brand? Hey, Ian, thank you. Thank you for your questions. Well, let's start with the sales performance of the first quarter. We have in the first 15 days of July the World Cup effect, as you mentioned, and we see also that the market is volatile and it's also sensitive to the elections. The consumer still continues sensitive to price. We see the question of unemployment. And the economy has not bounced back the way we expected. But even with all this, after the World Cup, I think that is your question, we already see a sales recovery, and we follow believing in the growth of same-store sales above GDP, which for me shows the strength of the brand and the capacity of operation of the company. If we look at the second quarter, and if we think about the months and the period before the trucker strike started and before the World Cup, the company maintained the same pace that we saw beforehand. And so as far as World Cup effect, it is a challenging environment. We have price-sensitive consumers, yes, but I think that the strength of the brand is our strategy. What we can see is after the World Cup, it shows that we are on the right path, okay? Now, as far as EBITDA margin in the third quarter, well, we still have not calculated what would be the impact as far as the World Cup. As I said, it impacted the first 15 days of July, but afterwards, after these 15 days, we came back to sales levels that we were expecting. And so for now, we don't have a way to calculate that effect that you requested. Now, as far as the last question, as far as Domino's, I believe that I said last time when I announced the Popeyes deal, I announced that for some years, we did an analysis of some opportunities, business opportunities in Brazil, which would be a good fit with the operational model, which is BK Brazil. And so now that we have the control of development, we need to have the control of the supply chain, the quality of the products that we see through the same store expansion. We see higher expansion of growth. It's the business model that we're used to with Burger King. Now, of all the opportunities that we have analyzed, at the opportunity which seems most adequate to this business model, as far as the negotiations we were able to get, the best deal was Popeyes. Now, I can't talk about the negotiation of another company, about Domino's, but I can say that at that time we analyzed and Popeyes was the best opportunity that we had. Thank you, Yuri. Next question, please. Richard Cathcart, Bradesco. Good morning, everyone. Two questions. First, I wanted to ask about the inflation in food, since we're seeing commodity prices starting to come back. And so I just wanted to understand what you are seeing as far as the second semester in terms of inflation in COGS. Now, the second question is about the acquisition of the franchisee that you closed at the beginning of the second quarter, I just wanted to know if the integration and the performance of this franchisee is aligned with the expectations of BK.
Hey, thank you so much, Richard, for the questions. Well, I'm going to let Clayton talk about this. He's responsible for supply, and he'll give you more details as far as the food inflation. But there are some factors that we continue to see. By our growth, we still continue to gain body and muscle in our negotiations with suppliers and vendors based on our growth pace. And so when we take a look in the last few years and this year, I've seen things very similar. The internal inflation ends up being less than the market inflation as a whole due to negotiation initiatives and scale, economies of scale. This is one comment. The other thing that I think that helps us is that around 90% of our products today are rented, so they don't suffer Forex variation. We have about 10% of our product cost in terms of Forex impact, which for us is very good, and it helps us with the market volatility and the deviation of the dollar. Now, this 10%, you know, there's already a plan to hedge a part of this 10%, even to have less impact as far as internal inflation. Well, Richard, really, we do see the beginning of a move pressing some of the commodities, but like Yuri said, it helps. The growth that we have had, you know, has helped us with our business partners. You know, this time not only Burger King, but when we talk about Popeyes, it helps us to be able to try to neutralize and make it so that the supply chain as a whole not be affected. And so we do have a closeness with our vendors and suppliers. We're talking about business partners in most cases, and we have used our volume growth, you know, aligned with the entry of a new brand to help us in our negotiations. On one hand, we really do see this effect on some of the commodities, especially corn and a little bit of soy. But on the other hand, when we look at meat and this, it has had a negative performance, and so it does neutralize the effect a little bit so that we can have a performance, you know, that is below the inflation that we have here. And Richard, as far as your second question of the franchisee performance in our integration plan, starting with integration, our plan was to do the complete integration in up to 12 months from the integration start, from the acquisition start. We are absolutely aligned with the monthly plans. One of the main pieces of this integration plan has to do with your first question, which is performance. And so the biggest worry of ours has always been how to do the integration of a franchisee that performs well, that has good average sale with good restaurants. And I would say that some benchmark things that we're learning, some benchmarking things, we're incorporating things into the operation. And so we did not want to impact the results of these restaurants. We wanted to improve the indicators as soon as we do the acquisition. And that's exactly what we're seeing, okay? The restaurants have not dropped in performance. They continue to perform well. The integration plan involves the entire field team integrated to our culture. The processes, which are benchmarks for us, are already placed there, and we already present some processes, new processes, and we learned some new processes to bring to our restaurants. So it's being a very well-structured process, and it's running according to schedule.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your question, Richard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, just press star one.
The next question comes from JP Morgan.
Thank you, Yuri.
Just a follow-up to Richard's question, if you could tell me, what was the same sales store performance in these acquired stores? I believe that the performance is a little bit higher than the existing store, so I just wanted to have an idea of the benchmark against the acquired stores.
Ian, when we look at the performance of 2 years ago, we like to compare this performance that we had 2 years ago to see if I had any specific impact from a franchisee.
And so when we compare the two-year performance with same stores and the franchises, we don't see a lot of differences. Actually, we're running something around 20% in 2 years same store sales. I mean, it's a very significant number. Same thing for franchisees, same thing for our same cell phone stores. When I talk about this quarter, I'm referring to those 14% that we reached last year. I think it was 14%. But considering that our average, our goal for performance would have been 6.8 if we exclude the World Cup and the strike effect, the franchisees go through the same thing. What it shows is it shows consistency, a brand consistency, okay? And, you know, we've been able to pass the best practices to the franchisees as well, which has helped. Thank you, Yuri.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude the Burger King audio conference for today. I'd like to pass the word to Yuri. Please, Yuri.
Thank you, operator. First, I would like to thank you all for your time, for the participation, the interest in our company, for your questions. And I would like to make our IR team available to you for any question that you may have, additional questions. And with this, I wish you all a great day and afternoon, and thank you.
The BK Brazil conference is closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.